Nathan Zagura, the notorious V.I.C. Vic Carucci in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And as we were going to break, we let you know that Pete Prisco at CBSSports.com, NFL columnist over there, just released his midseason All-Pro team. And he did it tough, one player per position, went through a starting lineup on each team. And, the question was, were any Browns on it? Mm-hmm. Well, yes, two Cleveland Browns made the team. Left tackle Joe Thomas, given his exceptional job in pass protection. And then the other was a guy that, it kind of opened our eyes yesterday when Brian Baldinger said that he felt that T.J. Ward was the best player on this defense this year. And, Pete Prisco watches a lot of tape, came to the same conclusion. He is the strong safety on the All-Pro team of Pete Prisco.
Getting some love. T.J. getting some love. Yeah, two Browns. I mean, Joe is the expected. He gets the reputation nod, so to speak. But to see T.J. Ward on there, and I'm happy to see this because there was always that underlying question, how good is this guy? Like, is he really it, and can he stay healthy? And those nagging questions that had been there for him, I see them fading halfway through this season in the NFL. All right, we take you inside the locker room regularly on the show. Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com sitting down today with defensive lineman Desmond Bryant. Take it away, Jay.
Dez, as you guys prepare for the defending Super Bowl champions in the rematch from week two, what was head coach Rob Gronkowski's message to the team today?
I think it's his main message is to, take our words and our beliefs and turn them into actions. We've been talking about how we have a lot of talent, how we can be a really good team. And if we get out there and execute, we can be unstoppable at times on the field. And I think he's just saying now is the time for us to, put that into action. We can't wait any longer, hoping for next game. Right now is the time for us to really go out there and, put together a complete game and show the team that we can be.
How fired up are the guys in the locker room?
This is a division game. Baltimore has, they have some kind of streak going on. They beat us several times in a row, so, this is one of those games, you kind of rise up to the challenge, Last week, we kind of rose to the challenge. We didn't get it done all the way, but, in the second half, you could really see that we were doing some things, and I think we just want to build on that and, take that into this game against the, like you said, defending Super Bowl champions.
Week two, how much has this defense grown from that time?
Leaps and bounds, man. I think we've really found our identity. We've done some great things in pressuring quarterbacks, holding pass yards low. We were doing really good at stopping the run. We kind of slipped on that the past few weeks, but I think we're going to get back to that this week. And like I said, our defense is playing pretty well, and I think we're going to continue to grow.
And Des, when you look at the division, it's wide open. I know this is a point game because Coach always stresses win the one, but how exciting is it to have an opportunity to snag a win and you're right back in the hunt of things?
Yeah, a division game is always, got that double importance because, not only are you making yourself better, but you're taking away from someone else in the division. So, we're really excited to get out there and play on Sunday. We got to put in the work this week. We've already started that as early as Monday, but, I think by Sunday we'll be ready to go.
Des, thank you for your time and good luck this week.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer Howerton, thank you so much for that. And Desmond Bryant, we like that perspective from him as well. And I think, again, there is a – and Desmond's this kind of guy, too, that level-headedness about the challenge ahead but where they are as a team. I think this is a team, despite losing three in a row, you don't sense a level of panic. But by the same token, you also sense a care, that they really legitimately want to be back in this thing and feel they are – still in this thing, and it's not like a cavalier approach. It's not a approach that says, "Oh, we're just going through the motions now because it's over. We haven't got a prayer of doing anything."
And I get a sense from being around here this week that I think that last game and obviously the quarterback switch re-energized and rejuvenated everybody. You don't get the sense that this is a team that had lost three in a row. You get a sense that this is a team that says, all right, now we know. We went to Kansas City, we played a great game, and we're having maybe some self-doubts, and now we know there are no reasons for that. We can get the job done against anybody in this league. And I think that there's almost, it feels to me, and again, there are no moral victories, as Jerry Jones might say, but it feels to me like this is a team coming off of a win or a team that actually gained momentum from that game against Kansas City.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. I think that's really where the mindset of this club is. that they go into games now thinking, okay, we've got a quarterback that gives us a chance. Got a defense that gives us a chance. Yeah, you're missing some things. The running game or lack thereof, and Mary Kay Cabot said it very well in the earlier segment, don't even think that that is going to be something that's going to give you much in the course of a game. And you do want to see better there, but I'll accept more offensive competence from a passing game, and I still think it's possible, even without the run threat, to have a competent passing game. I still think the philosophy is no different than it was from day one with this team. Try to set up the run with the pass. I think if you become more competent and efficient in the passing game, if you give defenses consistent reason to back off, to worry about Josh Gordon, to worry about Jordan Cameron, to worry about Fozzie Whitaker catching something out of the backfield, whatever it might be, and to worry, and I hope it gets to a point, and I know no one's going to want to buy this, Devon Bess, that, you know, I'm not throwing dirt here on his performance or his career with the Browns. Some people have just already washed their hands and say, there's no hope. He's dropped too many passes. He's made too many mistakes. Forget about him. I'm not going to go there yet. I still think somewhere underneath the bad Devon, there is a good Devon.
There's a very
available.
Good Devon.
I don't think he's fallen so far off the tracks that he can't recover. Maybe I'm just being a cockeyed optimist or an eternal optimist, and I'm really not. You know that about me.
Certainly are not, but right. I agree with you.
I always see the back of the pickup truck is half full with Ajou. Not filled up to the top.
No, I'm gonna go all in on this one. I'm going to fill that thing right to the top.
So you're with me on this Devon Bess thing?
I've seen it. I've watched him play for 5 years in the NFL. I've seen him do it year after year. I saw it in training camp. What's happening right now is not physical, in my opinion. It is a little bit, he's going through a slump, and that weighs on you mentally. And as soon as he gets that taste of success and gets back to being the old Devon, I'm not worried about it at all. I believe over the second half of the season, he will become a reliable, valuable, and consistent target for Jason Campbell.
I think they need, you remember the movie The Natural? I think they need the priest to come in there. Losing is a disease. I think they need that kind of thing. He needs that.
Well,
he needs to hear from that.
Exorcise the demons.
Something to that effect. All right, coming up shortly, we are going to hear from Solomon Wilcox. He's going to be on the call for Sunday's game for CBS.
We should just make him a member of the Cleveland Browns daily team,
He's pretty much with us every week or every other week because he's getting those assignments. But he knows this Browns team well, and we respect his opinions and thoughts on that. That's coming up. And at the bottom of the hour, a UFC fighter is going to come in here. Yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from him. That'll be Stipe Miocic. He's going to come into our studio in about a half an hour. Yeah, hopefully we don't get a little of that from
him.
Don't
ask him about his hair.
I'm not asking him about any. Well, man, hello, sir. Sit down. Yes.
Have a seat.
Can I get you a water?
What would you like to talk about?
So that's all coming up next on CBD. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850, WKNR.